Happy Thursday and welcome to the Meatball Pod. It's a special episode this week because the show is back on tonight. New season.
Yep. Happy Thursday, Meatballs. And I feel like this is the longest break we've had from being on TV. Everybody's very excited about tonight.
Oh, I know. Because I feel like we're always like back to back.
Honestly, I think the little bit of the hiatus gave people like time to miss us. So I think it's actually good.
I feel like we always say that because I just feel like our season, we get like a couple weeks off, then it's a new season. So it's been a minute. And it feels like we shot the season like ages ago. So I'm excited to watch because I forget everything that happened.
I do too. I don't even know when we started. I feel like what was even the first episode of this season? Like back in like,
oh, so I feel like this episode is, oh, so we start the season with the meatball party.
Oh yeah. When did we film that?
Last October.
Yeah, I was going to say it was still cold out, wasn't it?
Literally last year. So this is all happening last year, but still the same shit. So tonight, make sure you guys watch. New season starts tonight at 8 on MTV. And we have our meatball party, which me and Dee were so excited to throw. And it's basically just like a meatball contest that we all did. And, you know, people win the meatball award. So it was such a fun day. Yeah. We had a great time. But yeah, new season tonight. Make sure you guys tune in.
So how was your weekend? So Nicole's a little bit sick today.
I sound like shit. I feel like donkey balls. It's not great. And I feel like I started to feel it last week. But I was like, oh, you know, I think it's just from my vape. Because I was like vaping, you know, after the VMAs and stuff. So I just thought like my throat was like sore from that, whatever. But then it just got worse. So now I sound like a frog. I feel like I'm going to be better, and I better be better by Saturday because I have a club appearance today at Foxwoods.
I feel like, did you just do one there?
Last year or like a couple years ago. No, I just did a live show in Connecticut. So now I have to go back. Yeah, so I have to go back this Saturday. I'll be at Shrine in Foxwoods. And I'm actually really excited about it because all my girlfriends are coming, like Steph and Keir, like all my girls from where I grew up. So we're going to have like a nice girls' night.
Oh, that'll be great.
Yeah, so I'm excited to do that. So hopefully I feel better. But everybody, watch yourself. Drink some emergency. Take your vitamins. Wash your hands. COVID's going around again, bitches, and it's not great.
Yeah, I mean, there's everything going around. I feel like my kids I told you last week, already stayed home from school with the new germs.
What a sin.
I'm like, oh, my goodness gracious. I'm like, already, all these germs running around. But I'm ready to get into the October fall stuff. All my weekends are booked with some fun activities. So I'm ready to go.
Oh my God, I'm so excited for fall, and it's literally here. Like, today I feel like it's chilly because I've been, like, forcing myself to, like, wear fall clothes already. So every time, like, I wear, like, my leggings and I'm starting to wear my UGG slippers again and a sweater and, you know, it's still 75 out. I'm like, oh, I'm sweating, but, like, this is what I want to wear. Today feels like that perfect weather for it. So I'm loving life right now.
Yeah, it's good stuff. I like it too. I'm glad it was supposed to rain, but it's not raining. So I did my run this morning and I was like, yay, but I feel like I was like, even if it's raining a little bit, I'm still gonna go. I'm like motivated over here.
Oh, it's good. And don't you feel so much better?
I do like, feel better. I do feel a lot better now that I'm running and everything. Meatballs,
I'm so proud of you.
Because Cam is home because he only does half day. So you might hear Cam a little bit today.
I ended up going, I ended up walking this morning. So I'm like trying to sweat this shit out. And I went in the sauna. But then I had to run to Marshall's because Rocky needs a new dog bed. So I went to Marshall's to get a dog bed. And I wanted to get like a Halloween theme because like, you know, everything's decorated in my house now.
Yeah.
And they didn't have a freaking Halloween dog bed. So instead of buying the dog bed that I went there and needed, I ended up buying $300 worth of clothes.
Of course you did.
Like, oh, come on. But it wasn't my clothes. I got Giovanna, like, cute tops that she wanted. And I don't know, I feel like I thought I had, like, a lot of clothes for Angelo for school, but then he's, like, repeating the same outfit every single week, and I'm like, oh, my God. Like, you need some new outfits. So I went and got him really cute outfits at Marshall's. And Lorenzo, he's, like, obsessed with his pajama pants. So I ended up getting him new pajama pants. Yeah, so basically instead of spoiling Rocky, I spoiled my actual human children.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
I actually just did, like, while the kids were in school, I did the whole, like, kind of, like, just going through all their clothes, seeing what they had, seeing what I could give from CJ to Cameron. And I wound up having, like you said, I have, like, enough clothes from now until probably winter time, like, fall, winter. I think I'm good. There's definitely enough. I was so shocked. I was like, oh, my God, this is fantastic, because I did do, like, an end-of-school shop last year for CJ because he grew a little bit. Mm-hmm. So he's still fitting in those clothes. So I'm like, unless he has a growth spurt, which, I mean, that would be great, then I'm good. I mean, I hope he does have a growth spurt. That would be great for him. But if not,
I mean, same for Angelo.
Yeah.
I feel like Angelo's going to be smaller than Lorenzo. Angelo still fits in a 3T. He's 5. So I'm like, oh, my God. He has his doctor's appointment coming up. But I'm just like, oh, my poor babies. Like, yeah. I'm going to have short babies.
I know.
I can't deal.
Yeah. CJ's like between like a – he's probably like a 5T, but he could fit in a 4T for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But
we should get the boys together and measure them.
Yeah. And then Cam, he's in 3Ts at this point. So, I mean, they're going by like the size of the clothes, but I just feel like everybody is like, all the other kids are so much bigger than CJ. But like I said, the endocrinologist said, you know, everything was fine. All of his blood work came back fine. So, you know, thank God. So, you know, he just may be, you know, a little on the shorter side. But they said there are things we can look into as he gets older to make him a little taller. So we'll see about that. But right now we're good for winter and everything for his clothes. So we'll see. But talking about school, CJ's been having like a hard time every day. Yesterday he went to the nurse because he was sad and he missed me. I'm like, oh my God.
I mean, I feel like they'll get over it and they'll get used to it. But the first like couple weeks is hard. Like Angelo loved school last year and I would drop him off and he would like run in and be like, bye mom. And this year he's like, we have school. And then he'll start freaking out about school, like getting ready. So I just have to lie and be like, no, you know, we're going to go see Nan. And then when I get to school, that's when he starts freaking out.
Yeah.
But I don't know what's happening. He loved school last year. I just feel like they have to get into the routine again.
Yeah, definitely.
He's literally just like hysterically crying. And I'm like, bro, you love school. You love being with your friends. And I know like 5 minutes after, he's totally fine. He's in his class because the teachers tell me they send me pictures. And he's laughing with his friends. But like, of course, he has to make me feel like shit.
Oh, yeah.
Thinking he's going to cry all day. And I'm like crying in my car like, oh. So, yeah,
it's
not easy.
CJ's like the opposite. Like, he goes in, he's strong, he's good. And then I guess he has his, like, moments throughout the day. And then, you know, coming home, he's good. So, like, it's just, like, I think he's, like, throughout the day, he's just, like, missing me. And then Cameron, he's actually getting better, but he was having, like, full meltdowns, me dropping him off. But today, he did a lot better. So... It makes you sad. You're like, come on, you're all right.
Yeah, it's not easy. So I'm sure like all of our kids are going to get used to it.
Yeah. And I dropped CJ off first. And from like the moment Cameron wakes up to like after I dropped CJ off, he's like, I don't want to go to school. I don't want to go to school. I don't want to go to school. I'm like, I get it. I got it. Yep. I know. I heard you.
And I feel like that's how I was. Well, no. Did I? No, yes. Yeah. So I hated waking up in the morning. So I hated waking up and going to school. But when I was there, it was fine. Up until literally probably like 7th grade.
Really?
So I'm like,
I feel like
is
that was
going to be like that with my kids?
I feel like that was Chris. Chris, like, hated school. He would leave little notes around the house. My mother-in-law said, like, I hate school. So,
stop, what a sin.
I know. Oh. Like, little post-its on the refrigerator and, like.
Oh, my God.
Like, I hate school.
I hate school.
I'm like, this is why. This is Cameron.
Yeah.
And I don't want to go to school ever again. I'm like, okay.
I can't with these kids.
But, getting into Jersey Shore stuff, since premiere tonight, Meatballs, at 8 o'clock on MTV Eastern Time. So some Meatballs sent in some more behind-the-scenes stuff they wanted to know about. And this one I thought was funny because this one we were all like, what the frick is happening? So Ashley Lima on Instagram wants to know, what happened with that ice cream man scene? Do you remember the ice cream man scene?
Was that at Jenny's house?
That was at Jenny's house. Remember, we were all like, what is happening? Like, we weren't even in on the ice cream man scene.
Oh, I think because we didn't pay him or something.
But we, like, product... Wait, I'm so... Yes, Cammie. Oh, yeah, when we went to the park, there was ice cream. Yep. So, I remember... I don't even... Why was there an ice cream man there anyway? We were at Jenny's because we were waiting for Mike to possibly, or we were trying to get Mike released from prison. And then all of a sudden there was an ice cream man there. And then we all went out and we got ice cream. And we thought production paid. But I think production told him to be a dick, right? Because then we took a picture with him after, right?
Yeah, it didn't make sense to me. Because usually, guys, like, the fourth wall-wise, like, when we go out to dinners and stuff, obviously, like, production, like, pays for that and all that because we're working. So, like, when things happen like that where, you know, we're eating something or we're getting something, it's usually covered by production. So we thought, and I think that's what happened, like, production called the ice cream man. Like, he wouldn't just come. I think the production called the ice cream man, so we would get ice cream. And then the guy freaked out because nobody paid him. But, you know, as reality stars, like talent, we thought like it was already covered by production. And like he came back and he was just like yelling at everybody. It was a very confusing thing. I didn't know what was happening.
Remember we were like peeking out the window like weirdos? I remember going over to, he was like, where's my money or whatever? I was like, what is happening?
What is wrong with this guy? I was like, are we paying him? Oh, wait, like, what do we do?
And then Jenny was so mortified because he kept like playing the music and beeping and like all her neighbors were looking around. And she's like, I am mortified. God. Like, what is happening? But we weren't in on that ice cream thing. We were very confused at what was happening.
It was freaking weird. It was weird.
And then we're going to production.
At the end of the day.
We went to production. We're like, you didn't pay them? They're like, why would we pay them? I'm like, what?
They're like, what do you mean? You always pay them, morons.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, if you should have just told us, I would have freaking paid them. Like, we're not assholes. See, that was weird.
Yeah.
But then after, yeah, we took a picture with him. He's like, can I get a picture with you guys?
Yeah, I guess.
So it was kind of like he was acting like he was mad at us. And then after it, like after everything was resolved, he was like, all right, I'm a big fan. Can I take a picture?
Yeah, we were like, okay.
Like, what is going on?
Yeah.
I just feel like every time we film, like we're always getting punked with something. Like, what is happening?
Yeah, that for sure. It always is a wild ride filming. That's for that is 100% sure. I'm sure we'll have a lot of those. I actually could think of some right away for this new season where we walk in and it's something we're not expecting, but it just happens.
Oh, my God, a ton.
Yeah. This season is definitely going to be – I think it's going to be a fun season.
Well, this season I can't wait to watch because I get in a little bit some drama. And yeah. I'm like, whoa.
It's dramatic this season.
Yeah, because I usually like to stay out of it and, you know, I'm just there for the fun. But I got bamboozled into some dramas.
Yeah,
so.
You got into drama a couple trips.
I know. What is happening? Like the multiverse, like we switched.
Goodness gracious.
I don't know, but I don't like it.
Yeah.
Stay away.
Talking about drama, Christy, kdoll.1005 wants to know some of the behind the scenes of the Nikki Pauly and Angelina fight.
Oh, yeah, you actually got to tell me the tea because I left by then. I had to go see Sissy at Cheer or I didn't make it yet. I forget.
So that was so crazy because we had such a fun night out. I remember we had a great night out. We went back to the suite and it started off with Vinny and Angelina fighting exactly like how like it was seen on TV. And then I think that Angelina wound up throwing something at Vinny, but it got Nikki. And Nikki was like, come on, like, stop. And then, like, they did it more. And then Nikki was, like, annoyed. So then she did the water back. So it was, like, water back and forth. And now this part is where I started getting, like, is this a prank? So I wasn't really paying attention to what was happening and what was being thrown because I thought I was being pranked back for my murder mystery prank.
Dina was on edge. Like, everything's a prank.
Yeah, so I was, like, looking at Chris, like, is this a prank? Like, what's happening? Like, why? And then all of a sudden, next thing I know, me and Chris ran behind the bar in there because I didn't want to get wet or anything either because there was, like, water going back and forth. And at that point, I thought it was just water. So when I was running to the bar, I didn't see what was thrown after that. So Angelina was saying it was white wine. Nikki was saying it was red wine, but then after seeing the footage, so I had no idea who was really telling the truth at that point. I was like, I don't know what's going on. All I remember was being standing
behind. All you wanted was Angelina to shower.
Yeah. I just remember standing behind the thing. Pauly was screaming and I thought I was being pranked. And I was like, is this the prank? This has to be the prank. And then Pauly knocked down the door to get, like, for Nikki to be, like, even, I guess, with, you know, the wine. That was crazy pants. That was, like, one of the craziest things. I was like,
I missed that.
The entire time I thought that was my prank. It was so weird. And what's even weirder is, so before going into the season, I said to Pauly, I was like, we should do a prank together. And he was like, that's cool. And I said, how about if we're at a dinner, me and Nikki pretend to get into a little fight. And, you know, I throw some water at Nikki and whatever. And then you yell at me.
What?
I swear. So when that happened.
You predicted what was going to happen.
But not with me. So when that was happening, I was like, wait, did he hijack my, like, our thing? And is pranking me with it? Wait, is this real?
Oh my God. You put it in the universe.
It was so crazy. I was like, that's so crazy. Cause I literally said to Pauly, that could be a good prank for the roommates. Cause then it would be like Pauly getting mad at me for being mean to Nikki, you know, or drunk to Nikki. But yeah, then that happened. So I really thought it was a prank. And then
So I wasn't there. But watching it, I'm like, okay, I feel like Dina keeps saying you should shower because you wanted to go to bed and go back in your room.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you wanted, I feel like you were drunk and you kind of had turtle face and you just wanted it to end. Like, you wanted to go back in your room and go to bed.
Yeah. I mean, she was absolutely gross. Like, Angelina was sticky and she smelled from the wine and everything. She's crying and it was late. It was like after midnight and I was like, me and Chris were so tired. So I was like, I was trying to get her to go back to her room and yes, shower because she definitely needed to shower. But also I was exhausted. I was so tired.
I saw it in your eyes. I was like, oh my God, this girl is so tired.
And I was like, Ange, just go shower. Just shower.
So what was the number? How many times did you say shower? Because they put it on the episode. Do you remember?
I think it was like 12 times between me and Chris. Because even Chris was tired and Chris is like,
you should go shower. I can't.
Yeah. So that was a crazy episode.
You have 5 new messages. Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
All right, well, I got some questions.
Yeah, let's do it.
That I asked our meatballs on my Instagram. Let me pull it up. Oh, okay. This is a good one from Rebecca Mellon. Am I saying that right? On Instagram. She said, when did you and Dieners meet for the first time in person? I know you guys were MySpace friends.
The first time we met in person was the first day we started filming.
Literally. And you know the weird part? Like, so me and Dina, like, you know, we were hanging out with, like, the same group of people. And I just felt like when I watched her stuff and I saw her pictures and her videos, I was like, this girl is like me. I was like, she's a good time. You know, she likes to have fun. Like, I was like, I love this girl. So we were friends on MySpace. We knew the same people. So when I knew she was going to be on the show, I was like, oh my God. But I feel, did like production think that we were like actually in person friends? I don't remember.
I think so, because I was supposed to be on the first season and we both knew that. And then when I backed out last minute, we had talked on the phone and we were like, you're like, where are you? And then, so I'm assuming SA definitely thought we had already met in person, but we really just always would talk. Like, I would put up videos and Nicole would be like, we need to hang out. I'm like, definitely.
Wait,
back in the day, think times were so different. Like, MySpace friends were like really your friends.
Oh yeah, it was weird. Mm-hmm. So I feel like Dina was definitely on my top eight, and yeah, we were like really good friends online. We were like pen pals.
Yeah. How weird.
So when I picked her up for the show, that was the first time that we saw each other in person, and it was like we knew each other for years. Like, yeah, we've been hanging out for years.
It was not.
It was just. At all. It was meant to be.
Yeah, I saw you, and I was like, my meatball. But at the time,
I know. I was like, I missed you. I never met you before.
So weird.
But it didn't even feel awkward. Like, you know what I mean?
No, it felt like
it felt normal
because we did know each other for years. But
it was just weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a little fun fact. I'm pretty sure we said that before. But yeah, the first time that me and Dina actually met and hung out was the day that I picked her up for the show. And it was on that episode.
Yeah. Crazy.
That was fun.
What is happening? Sorry, I'm just going through what some people are asking us. We definitely have some more meatball questions. Let me get the meatball questions that were sent in.
Meatball.
Oh my gosh, this is actually pretty funny. I don't know who this is from, but they go, hey meatballs, after hearing Dina's story on how she got her son to potty train, I had to try it because I was also tired of changing diapers and he knew how to go potty, and I could say it definitely does work. I told my son that if he didn't use the toilet, I was going to call the police. Well, he did not use the toilet, so I texted my dad and told him to pretend to be the police when I call him, and my son was freaked out and ever since has been fully potty trained.
Oh my God,
we're
terrible.
Well, it worked.
I know, but how awful are we?
I know. But it worked. It did work. Oh my gosh. Well, this meatball went a step ahead and had someone pretend to be the police.
Yeah.
I just said the police are going to come and be mad at mommy because you're supposed to be potty trained already. Okay, here's another question. Hi, meatballs. Laura here from Vancouver, Canada. First of all, love you guys. You're hilarious. I was just wondering, what's your go-to Halloween movies and your fave snack or snacks to go with the movie?
Ooh.
So I've said this last year, and I'll say it again. Nicole, you have to watch Practical Magic.
Oh, I know. I got to do that.
It is so good. That's one of my favorite Halloween movies is Practical Magic. Mm-hmm. And of course, like Hocus Pocus. But yes. I love Practical Magic. I love witch stuff. So yeah, Practical Magic is definitely my favorite and my favorite thing to go with it. I love making my pumpkin dip and with cinnamon chips. Cinnamon.
Oh my God. I think you did that for my charcuterie party.
Yes. How good was that?
Oh my God. You have to give the recipe for your pumpkin dip, you guys. It was freaking bomb.
So if you do want the pumpkin dip recipe, it is on my my cooking page, D's Easy Cooking. It is the best. Oh my God, it's light. So yeah, go to D's Easy Cooking, and it's like towards the bottom, and it's a pumpkin. It's my pumpkin dick. It's my pumpkin dick.
Yeah, pumpkin dick. Oh my goodness. That sounds yummy.
A pumpkin dick does sound yummy. You could probably put the pumpkin dip. You can probably put the pumpkin dip
on your dick.
Oh my
You're
God.
You're cocky. I'm telling Santa.
I can't. It's all natural. But organic. No. So yeah, the pumpkin dip's on my page, but I also like a nice baked brie in the oven with some like raspberry jam. So good. So good. Fall's my jam.
I mean, same. So I'll do like the hocus pocus, all that stuff, but and I know this is not like a Halloween. Well, besides the Halloween movies, Michael Myers is my favorite. But I always like to start watching Charmed again. So right when it hits September, like I'm binge watching Charmed, and right before Halloween, I watch The Craft, my favorite fucking movie of all time.
Ooh, yeah, The Craft.
I watch The Craft like 25 times. And
Nicole thinks she is The Craft.
I am The Craft. I wanted to be them so bad. We used to do Light as a Feather, Stiff as a Board. Oh my God.
Whenever we film in fall, she loves to say who's, like, in the, like, all out of us girls in the cast, who's which character. Who's which character.
Oh, my God, yes. So I'm a huge Craft fan. Literally love it. Such a good movie. And then for snacks, I mean, I'm not, even though I love fall and everything, I'm not, like, so much into pumpkin. I only love it, like, certain pumpkin things. Like, your dip is phenomenal. And what annoys me the most is I can't take the pumpkin smell of candles. Ever since I was pregnant with Giovanna. Yes. Ever since I was pregnant with Giovanna. Like, I loved it up until I was pregnant with her. And I would smell, like, I would burn my favorite candles, which was, like, pumpkin or vanilla or, like, a birthday cake. I threw up every time I lit the candle. And I'm like, oh, my God.
Well, are you sure it wasn't, were they like wax ones, like soy wax or stuff?
It was the ones from Bath and Body Works, like my favorite candles. Yeah, but
maybe it was because they're not like good for you.
Well, I don't know. I can't, like, any type of smell, like, I can't do now.
Oh, okay.
It like scarred me for life. So I'm annoyed at that. So yeah, when I watch spooky movies, I just do the regular charcuterie board. Like, yeah. I'm good to go with that. Some cheese and crackers.
Oh, you know what?
Pepperonis.
So also for my fall meatballs over there, a nice smoked Gouda cheese with an apple jam. Ugh. So good. It literally tastes like you're eating fall. So,
oh, that's yummy.
Yeah. So your charcuterie has to have smoked Gouda with apple jam, a baked brie with like glazed walnuts and raspberry jam, and then a nice pumpkin dip with cinnamon chips, and then pair that with a nice Practical Ooh. Magic. Or, you know what I liked? What do I like to binge in the fall? Once Upon a Time on Disney Plus.
Oh yeah, you love that show.
Yeah, that's like a nice fall Disney fun thing. I love that show. If you haven't watched Once Upon a Time, you have to. I don't know how you haven't yet.
I know. I feel like I would love it, because Charmed.
It's like all of the stories of, you know, Disney, but it kind of gives it to you in a different light.
Yeah.
I don't know. I absolutely love it. You need to try all these things. You need practice.
You
need
putting
these on your list, Nicole. Nicole, Practical Magic, you would love.
I know. You need to remind me, because I'm always looking for a new show. Right now, I'm watching this vampire thing on Netflix, which I'm obsessed with. I want to be a vampire so bad.
You love witches, so I can't believe you haven't had it. And they drink margaritas. It's a good show.
Or movie. I would love to be that witch.
Yeah, they're a good time. Yeah, and Once Upon a Time, you were like, come on, get it together over there.
All right, I'm going to do it. All right, this will be the last question because I have to go get the kids soon.
Yes,
so this is from Sarah Garcia. She said, in the old Jersey Shore, did you guys stink? You guys look like you partied a lot and didn't shower.
I actually like this question. I actually love this question because we do look like we smell. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, we look like we smell like freaking cigarettes and alcohol.
If I saw me and I didn't know me, watching it, I'd be like, ew, this girl smells.
Yeah, I'd be like, these girls are disgusting. And that's why people talk so much shit about us. But I really don't think we smelled like BO or like gross. Like, I feel like we always smelled like cute and pretty.
We actually didn't smell. That's one thing. And we always carry deodorant in our bags and stuff. So we actually didn't smell. We might have looked like we smelled
like a freaking garbage can.
Oh,
No, I feel like we would tell each other too, and Jenny would definitely tell us to shower.
Oh yeah.
But we never smelled like stinky, or if anything, we would just smell like alcohol that was seeping through our veins.
Yeah, and
but
like
nothing too crazy. And
but we
me
never
and Dina,
smelled like cigarettes and like sweat.
Yeah, well, me and Dina
never,
always.
Chris would have never liked me if that was the case.
I feel like we always did like shore showers.
Yeah.
So, like, if we didn't have time to, like, jump in the shower real quick, because me and Dina would day drink, and then we would get back, and by the time we're back, everybody wants to, like, leave in an hour, so we would just, like, change and do a shore shower, which is, like, reapplying your deodorant, and then, you know, doing your hair with more hairspray, and then doing the shore shower of perfume.
Yeah, and, like, what some people didn't see, sometimes we would even do, like, just a quick body shower. So, yeah, we didn't wash our face and our hair, but we would at least jump in the shower, wash our bodies, and get dressed.
Yeah, I mean, I have to say we weren't
as dirty as we looked.
No. I swear, and me and Z would say it, like, if we smelled, we smell. We're always honest. But we really didn't stink like garbage, like it looked like.
Yeah. And half the time, till this day, I always washed my face before bed because I didn't want pimples. Unless it was like a really rough night, then I went to sleep in my makeup. Nicole always sleeps in her makeup, even now. I don't know how you do it. She wakes up looking like...
Oh, yeah. I look like I'm going to the red carpet like nothing changed. And I don't break out, which is crazy.
Yeah, it's because you sleep like a vampire.
Because I am a vampire witch.
On that note, let's go.
I can't. Well, meatballs, we love you so much. Sorry, I'm like coughing in your ear. But make sure you guys tune in to the new season, Jersey Shore Family Vacation, airing tonight,
woo-hoo!
8 p.m. on MTV. It starts off with a meatball party, so you guys are going to like what you see. It's all fun and games and drama all the time. So make sure you guys watch us.
Yes. Amazing.
All right, D, we did it.
Let's get sauced. No, really, meatballs, get sauced and watch our show tonight, bitches.
Yeah.
You have 5 new messages. Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.